Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
So you and Crystal go on kind of a run together, and two other songs that you recorded, Somebody Loves You and Ready for the Times to Get Better. Let's talk about Somebody Loves You.
It's been a long time since you went away. I stop to think of you most every day. With all my heart, I'm hoping you're okay. Guess who loves you? Somebody loves you. I couldn't reach you by the U.S. mail. You didn't leave a very easy trail. Tried the telephone to no avail. Guess who loves you? Somebody loves you. This one thought to you every day. Guess who loves you? Somebody loves you.
That's another one I've kind of just always liked. I wrote it one evening at home, and I remember when I had just a part of it, I left my writing room and went in to play it for my wife and ask what she thought of it, and she really liked it. And so I said, well, thanks, and went back and kept working on it. When I played it for Crystal, she loved it, so we put it on the list of things to record and ended up getting a pretty neat little record, pretty nice presentation of the song. It did well for her. It's just one of those little songs that every time I would play it for fellow songwriters or friends, it got a good reaction from everybody.
So was this inspired by your wife?
No.
So you wrote a song, Guess Who Loves You, Somebody Loves You. And you go play it for your wife, and she doesn't say, is that about me, Alan? Or?
Well, I think at that time it was reflective of my wife. There was no particular person that I was writing this about. It just,
because you wrote a lot of songs about relationships and love, and I've talked a lot on the show about how hard it is to write a love song. So here you have a great, great love song that you've written. It's not inspired by someone, or it's just generically about people being in love? You know, it's a universal feeling that inspires it?
Yeah, pretty much.
And how we're all seeking love, and it's nice if someone walks in the room and says, hey, I love you. Is that kind of, and it doesn't happen enough, right? You know, in life.
That's true.
So this is a very different sound for Crystal Gayle. How would you describe this sound that you're creating with her together in the songs that you've written?
Well, it was country because Crystal was country, but it was also maybe a little folky. It was not beer hall or cheating kind of country. It was sweeter, I guess. I never cut a cheating song on Crystal Gayle or a drinking song, but I got pitched them all the time. And every time we would put an album out, I would buy a bunch of copies to give out to songwriters in hopes they would think of something or write something for Crystal that would be good. And I was amazed at how many cheating songs and drinking songs I got for this sweet little beautiful Crystal Gayle, who had no part of that in her image. But that would be one of the distinguishing things, probably, is that it was different from some things that were being offered, a lot of what was being offered in country at that time. Again, my assignment was to help her find her own unique place.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.